Metal plates for internal fixation of fractures have been used for more than 100 years and have benefited from continuous refinement ever since. Let's review the basic principles involved in fracture compression, which in this example will be demonstrated on a femur. Compression is generated by placing a screw at one or more dynamic compression plate holes on one side of a fracture. Screws on the opposite side of the fracture serve to hold the plate to the bone. Tightening the compression screw forces the plate to move along the bone, thereby compressing the fracture. With axial load, the femur undergoes a tensile force laterally and a compressive force medially. As a general rule, the plate is positioned on the lateral aspect of the femur where the tensile force exists. Your surgical options include standard plating, locked plating, and a combination method. The approach a surgeon chooses will depend on the nature and location of the fracture and the quality of the bone. This module will focus on the compression plating technique. Compression plating's overall efficiency, stability, versatility, and predictable healing have made it a good choice for fixation and stabilization of certain diaphyseal fractures. It's a useful option when closed nailing is either unfeasible or contraindicated.